Blog Talk Radio.
And that's wonderful, Sam Cooke. Yes, change gonna come. All right, good to be here, listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozle, Besieged by Lies, My Never Center. Okay, it's always a pleasure for me to talk about the history of civilization. It is not surprising that we are living in time where there is confusion with all evil that you can think of. I can say that because of the record of history. I'm not saying that based on any prophet in the Bible or nothing like that. Because, listen, we have got to wake up to what is reality. spirituality that derive from the Bible is not sanity. Because the reason why there is a Adam in a garden and talking serpent is because of the Sodomite white people. The thieves, the butchers, those that do evil atrocities, that's them. That's they who make up those kind of stuff. And it's such a shame, that they can go to so many of the settled place, settled society of the hybrid African people and go there and chase out the hybrid people and take control and begin to write a Bible to create a new world system and say it is a God who make Adam and Eve in a garden and all these old bunch of uncivilized stuff. These white people create, and black, the African people in Palestine, they were there until they come, and how many places these white people invade under what they call imperial colonialism. What is imperial colonialism? In the record of history, can you define for me? Define imperial colonialism and explain how it derived. I'm serious about that. It is very serious. And if you don't know how serious it is, hopefully you will find out sooner or later. Tell you, to explain to you, it's not appropriate for me to explain what imperial colonialism is at this time. Because, for one, you should know. If you don't know that and you're going to say, well, then what are you there for? I'm here for a specific purpose. And the purpose is to talk about societal issues. And just like you have an holiday, every year you have this holiday. Do you need somebody to educate you about that? And it is something that you should know from even going to school, that this day is a holiday. It's in the calendar a long time before you were born. Why you don't know? You're supposed to know that, because it affects your societal life. You should know that, because as long as you go to school, you learn to read and stuff like that. You're supposed to know. Now, what I'm trying to say to you, why we are in a world where white people who are sodomite, homosexuals, the culture of them, white people in America, they came here. They invade this country. They bring weapons and everything. They bring diseases. White people. And when they come, because since they learned to read from the Elohim institution of academics and skills, they learn civilization under the Elohim, where they began their mission, and from there later on. It was only between them, because I don't read anything that they employ white people for work for them. So they are in Africa, and then you have Europe over I think the northern hemisphere. And I don't read of anything that white people had anything to do with the gods. Now, the record shows that the gods needed special help, and they created the highest form of humanity by jumping the gun. And these, like, these white people who are, you know, lower class of humanity, in this case Homo erectus, that's who they are, humanid. They're coming from as origin, evolutionary product, right? And there is the record to prove and show the route that their lives travel to be where they are today. Right? And unfortunate when we don't know. I didn't know myself. But something happened, got me start reading and pay attention to what I read. Surely it wasn't anybody who bring the issue to me. It is my own thinking. My everyday thinking and what I want to know. And then I begin to read and pay attention to what I don't know. And then I come to know something. And what I crave to know, since I am not going to or taking classes under anybody, I have to like seek out what I want to know and find like the books with history. History is history, and Bible is Bible. History is a record of the past. What is Bible? The inspired word of God or something like that? Well, history, as the precedence for things that happen in humanity, in intelligent, civilized life. History tells us that. The Bible don't tell us nothing about creation of humanity. Because Adam and Eve, that it's talking about, is a lie. It's a homosexual lie. Yeah. The Bible is a gay book. Bible is a gay book. And you don't know that because these Indo-European white people call themselves by a lot of names. And they don't, since they are criminals, they are terrorists, and they have some academic education, well, they get around and away from a lot of their atrocities. It's a fact. And why are we are in the state we are in today? We African people, we don't even have nobody to help us but the gods themselves. Only the gods can help us now, because all the African people feel, people who are in power, to help protect the African people, they turn tail. They turn tail.
because before they keep law and order on the earth, they begin to raise up church where the white man get them. African people, you know, is talking about the Elohim gods. The gods and the goddesses. And what is written in history? You hear any of them talking about that? I don't. I grew up in the church. I know the fundamental about church. And I know about the church period of many years, half a century. And so now I have good knowledge about what the church is about. And when I tell you now that I am reading the record of the past, not Bible stories, historic record of the past, that we're talking about biography. History cover a lot of biography, not the Bible, right? So you are believing in the Bible because of the sodomite white people now. That's right. The reason why you're going to church, because church never existed under the BC era. Do you know that? BC era is where civilization began. You can stay there and fool yourself. People are flying high. They're flying high because they were Homo erectus and come to interbreed with Neanderthals and next with black people who were not supposed to breed with them and create the big problem in the world. That's what happened. Now, anytime we know the truth and can talk about it this way, white people don't want no part of you. Therefore, if we were speaking the truth all along, they would never be on any of our territory at all. In the first place, if we were people equipped with the truth, they would only want to meet you one time, and that's it. They don't have anything more to do with you. But now, they find out we don't have no sense. And whatever sense we have is only to eat and drink, you know, have a nice home, and, you know, do certain kind of societal stuff. They put you into high society. Who create this high society? White, faggot, white people. BC. BC era is faggot era. Homosexual era. Homosexual era. That's what this period of time is. You know, where they talk about all kind of season back in time. Right? They talk about the medieval age, the medieval age and Renaissance and all these kind of stuff. These white faggot people, honest fucking people, make up all kind of indecent, uncivilized, indecent ideas and put into society. And if you think church is a good thing, it's the honest fucking white people them create the church. Right? And them smart enough to make this uncivilized story about Adam and Eve in a garden and make all kind of, you know, blunders in what they write. Because they're writing and talk about, oh, this God. They don't seem to realize it's easy to make a character and call it a name and say this name represents so-and-so, right? Believe in it and do this and do that for it. They think, of course, it's easy to do that. And that's what they do. They don't think about a backlash. They don't care about backlash because they only want to get it working and benefit from it. benefit from it. How long? They don't think that far. They just want to like get it on wheels and let it start run. They don't care how long it's going to run after that. And this is what is happening. Because the African people, not the Neanderthal people in this part of it, but the African hybrid people traveling out of Africa, according to the World History Textbook, 100,000 years ago, going to Asia, and these sodomites made connection with the African people. And of course, it was easy for them to meet because these white people did not live in houses or stuff like that, or ranch and all that stuff like that. They didn't have no civilized city nor nothing civilized at all. And what they wanted to do was, like they did with the Neanderthal, interbreed with the Africans. They want the blood, right? They want to bring their generation to people who have civilized blood. And that's what they do. Now, the African people were told not to do that, but I guess they have amnesia soon. They did not observe that. And they didn't know the danger of it, because if you know the danger that lurks in the world, it swims in the bloodstream and go into the brain. Right? And that is how evil strives, because it's in people. Evil is in people. I mean, we understand animals. We don't attribute evil to animals, because they don't have our sense. We civilized people with sense understand when something is not right, it's not to be done. And what has caused us to behave like animals is because of these white people. Now, I don't understand how black people have such a hard, or have it so difficult to understand that white people are not civilized. Look at what they do. Looking at some of the things they do, and then they put some influence on that so that you should not look on the evil that they are doing. That destroying you. That's how tricky they are. Now, I couldn't tell you this unless I began to read and find out. Because remember, I didn't know. That's why I'm talking. And, you know, I always like say, look, an opportunity, press yourself if you'd like, is to call me at 347-850-1358. Yes, please do. Call me. Because we need to know the world we are living in. And stop allowing these sodomite white people to fool us. With what? What are they using to fool us? Lies. Hypocrisy. Hatred. All these, you know, these kinds of stuff. They, as uncivilized beings, get a little enlightenment and they are out for dominant power that is uncivilized, because they will never get it right. White people will never get anything right, and don't look for them to get anything right, because all they show you is that they know to leave where they come from all of our settlement and say it's theirs. And say they have government. Did they establish government when they spent 1.5 million years in Africa? Well, no. I mean, they began in Africa and went to Europe and Asia. Right. So let's say when they went, because it's history, I'm telling you, National Geographic world history, you will never find anybody on 2 feet that is ever going to be superior or have a superior knowledge than National Geographic. It doesn't have everything, but those particular factual historical record, you can't change them because they have identification of fact. So what I'm trying to tell you is that I was in the church from I was age 7 until I'm over 50. I know what other people know as Christian because, you know, it runs through the Christian channel, right? We mind the same thing. We are of the same mind, right? We have the same spirit inside of us. The Holy Ghost is not really the Holy Ghost. It's really the unholy ghost. And I am telling you right now, if you look at the world out there, you will never think what I'm saying mean much of anything, right? But what I'm saying is the only thing so important to the Elohim civilized society. It's nothing but that. What we have otherwise is the Sodomite Bible where they write and lie about when they lie about the God that they have in the Bible, they let you know that, look, these are desperate people. They want to have something that can do something for them. And that's what they devote themselves to. But they write the Bible. When? They don't write the Bible. Come on now. They don't write the Bible 1.5 million years ago. Or during all that time till now, what did they write? Nothing. Now, the Elohim came 450,000 years ago, and then later on, create the hybrid people, they call now, these Sodomites call us black people. But we are not black people. We are natural, civilized people. The only species anatomical Homo sapiens, wise human being. We don't have nothing to do with white people. White people have nothing to do with us. But no sooner than we leave Africa and come out into the Western world and a built-up society, they come and they want it. And they take it viciously right now. What is imperial colonialism, can you tell? Now, but we're talking about where we are coming from. It's the B.C. era. Don't skylark. We're coming from the B.C.E. or B.C. era. That's where the gods established civility, because these guys are here 1.5 million and they can't show you not even the dust that come off of something civilized. They can't. So now they're writing and doing all that kind of stuff. Where they get the education from? Coincide with the creation of the hybrid people, who there has never yet been civilized people, hybrid civilized people. And if it hadn't been for the the hybridization of the ethnic people. These white people know nothing would happen in the world for them besides who they are as Homo erectus. They learn to read because of us, because the book tells us that the gods came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. And that is because of them that our civilization flourished. They create us, not other beings, not white people. But I'm trying to show you, white people have nothing to do with civilization because they're not civilized. You can think that they are civilized now, you're an idiot, because you go to church. It's the reason why you think black people civilized. Because you become uncivilized. Believe in Jesus or Adam and Eve in a garden. The whole thing don't read and make no sense. But you have university education and you believe that. You believe the nasty old bunch of shit house fucking ass things that these white people write in a Bible and say to praise God, to serve God and all this kind of stuff. And nothing don't go like that. You see, they invent everything for faggot people, white people. They invent. And where they get the sense from to invent? They learn that over 12,000 years. Okay? Over 12,000 years. And here we are, sedated, subdued by these honest fucking people who tell me that it's all right for them to take over our society and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit God of the Bible. Yes, they come in with that because they are looking. They are looking for substance that they don't see themselves with because they are uncivilized from their birth. Hominid, who will never be civilized. And so they seek to interbreed with higher blood than themselves. And this is exactly what happened, why the African people are in trouble today and turn fool. So, according to the gods, well, if we fail to obey them, their orders for the life that they put in us, well, so be it. Because they don't need us anymore. And as a matter of fact, here is the history that says some of the gods wanted to just wipe us out with this bad weather that came through. And there was nothing at all to save you except you could have a boat. And that was a part of what transpired. Right? And you read some of that in the Bible. So I'm saying to you that who creates the civilized world that we are in is not these white faggot homosexuals. When they create the Bible, they were executing imperial colonialism. And what is that? Can you tell me? What is the precedent for imperial colonialism? It doesn't have any. It doesn't have any precedence. Because these insane sodomite white people, they're the one who learned to read and decide they want to take over the world. And this is where we are with this. Ruling the world. And say they have a government. AD and Adamani. These faggot fucking people think that they can make anything out of nothing and just say it is something and have it be idolized, worship as a god. This is the world that we are in. A mad, mad, dark world where people are reading and they know a little something of what they are reading. You know, I mean, maybe like 1/8 of what they read, they really understand. And that's what the sodomite white people them want you to understand out of what you read. Because they know as much that they can't expose everything because they need to keep the black people full. Suppress. Delinquent. And uncivilized. Go lower than where they are. Because they are struggling as it is. Their resolve is to kill innocent black people. Even use their law, A.D. Anadamani law, how did they know the word legislation? How do you think these uncivilized white people know the word legislation? Did they know it? 1.5 million years ago, did they know it? They didn't know nothing like that. What they really knew as something civilized. Stone tools. They had some sense, yes, because they know that, you know, they need an enhancer, like a tool. So they begin to, like, you know, try something like, you know, making a variety of stone tools. That's what is written in the World History textbook. 1.5 million years. These white people are in Europe and Asia. And none of the things that pertaining to civilization, they did not achieve. They couldn't. The gods jumped the gun and take us from Homo sapien and create the hybrid. Listen, my friend, listen to me. The truth is the truth. And African people become victim. I was born into the victimization because my parents was all sedated with the Bible, right? And I came up, believed the same thing. So happened that I would evolve into somebody who think and want to know. And of course, there was nothing around that was old in me. Just wasn't. When I come, read and find out what the world is like and that these white people, the part they are playing into our society. Now, it's about time now that they take a walk and go back home, because now is a different time. If you think what I'm saying is not true, you can think whatever you want to think. But if you have a good education, you tell me if you're a Christian. How can you have good education and you're a Christian? Where Christianity come from? If you know the kind of tricks that these white people make to establish the church, you'd wet yourself up from the bottom. Yes. Because what we are swallowing and making use of, make the church so sophisticated with all kind of things, you know, all mixed up with different kind of education and all kind of a different kind of thing, like, oh, it's, you know, that's, they make up things for you to feel good and you can this and you can that. But my friends, these are sodomites. And you might say, well, what do you have to that? Why do you care about what people do behind closed doors? Well, it's written in the Bible that we are to be concerned about that. Why you not? And if you say you're a Christian, or even say, well, you're a well-read person and stuff like that, why would you go to church? Because you should have known that church is not a civilized thing, no matter how they fix it up. And call down Santa Claus and all these kind of stuff. Christmas and Easter. You should know better than that. If you are a person who have good education. So they limit you what you understand when you read. These faggot white people, they do that. if they can come to all of our territories and take it over and controlling it, and until they're going to meet up day of judgment, white people is going head on with final judgment, because they are using everything that is lethal to their demise. Because there is just no way, if you were to talk to me about the calendar, how many calendar do you know on planet Earth that circulate worldwide? How many calendar? Can you talk about that? You know, or you probably don't know what your life is hinged on. That means anybody can come and just tell you anything and you don't pay the details of it any mind. So therefore, you decide, you know, you don't need to bother yourself with that. You just live, just live. Because you think the way you're living is the way you're supposed to live. Really? Is that so? That's not true, right? But you can live the way you want to live and dead too. Yeah, because a whole bunch of people in born and grew in the world and just dead. They didn't know nothing. But here's the issue that tells us that life values something. And while you're alive, it is something for you to be aware of, because life is going to be more meaningful that way, right? We were not created for nothing, but now we are put to enjoy ourselves. Just keep, you know, the kind of rule and discipline that makes life good. That's all we need to do, right? So now is a time where I realize that the white people, they set up our society that all you are to be concerned about is sex in the honors. That is priority for them, right? And black people are not telling them to get out and go back where they come from. They are accepted like they have a right to control the world. Batty fucking people just don't do that. Batty fucking people don't rule a civilized world. They just don't. There's no history that tells you that. So they make up their own government and jurisdiction after what? Not until after 12,000 years ago. Right? When they learn some civility from the African hybrid people. That's when. And see the way it is today. Look the way it is today. You know, but it is a struggle to read and understand exactly where we're coming from and where we are headed, who we are right now and where we are headed. And the truth is, we are not without resolve, good resolve. We have resolve, but we don't know that resolve as long as we read the Bible and amen, hallelujah, and all this kind of whole bunch of nonsense. You see, because all the Bible characters that they have, beginning with God, they say that is a spirit God. You can't count that. You can't count the God in the Bible as a God, but you don't know that. Because you believe it. Because these faggots tell you, believe it. They tell you, believe it. And I did. But when the time came and I started to read and know better about the value of words, it was a different story. So here we are. I'm ringing the bell. I'm ringing the bell because I tell you what. If you want to talk, I want to talk. Because I say we are going right up to the line where the white people are facing judgment. for all the atrocities that they have done. We are right at the line where they are going to have to give academic account and justify they following the black people and do the kind of stuff they do to them. And the reason they have, they're going to give account for that. The government that they have is an honest fucking inspiration government. A.D. Anadamani. Jesus Christ don't come out of anywhere that is real. They make up Jesus. And unfortunately, we don't discover what they have done in Palestine. The big scheme that they created since 63 BC, that they take over the land. The King David and King Solomon land. And who have all the things that the gods created? Who take control of them? These sodomite white people claim everything. They claim everything, just like they claim Americans everywhere. All of these things here that we are told that because of the gods that came and ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment, under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. You hear that? What were they doing in Palestine? Imperial colonialism. It has nothing to do with this. And I am saying to you that since the gods left earth and commissioned mankind to rule by kingship, there you have the evidence. I'm not talking fairy tale. It's pure kings we know about in history. It's not Bible anything. The Bible don't have no legacy of history to peer to real anthropic history. You don't have none of that. What I'm trying to tell you, these white people have taken over everything from the curb to the hilltop. They claim by fucking ass they have a right to do these things and make their own law and a new world order. If you don't know that, then you look at the world and see the way society is going and the so-called government in one of the most famous countries in the world, the United States, they call it, America. And these white people have established what they call government and a department called Department of Antiquity. They have what you call also the museum where they store all of these things that are pertaining to the gods and their work here, right? It says, because of them, when they created us, they give us everything, language, intelligence, everything. We are the paragon, hybrid species on earth. When these white people make in the church and write all everything in the Bible and thing, and make it seem like it's something, you know, it's a double tongue kind of stuff that they're pulling, because they want the intelligence that we have, they want the academic knowledge and everything, but in their genome they have to fuck asshole. Okay, now all they are doing now is just behave like they are not natural people like us, but at the same time they are criminals. So what they do? They overthrow our king and take a military and go off with their imperial colonialism. That's what they did. We just needed somebody to step up and just say that. Not Martin Luther King, not Jesse Jackson, not Al Sharpton, not Farrakhan, not none of these people out there are Steele, whatever Steele is his name, the Indian guy up there. You don't hear none of them talk anything history and what established civilization. You don't hear them talk none about that and why they do not. Because of the sodomite where 2,600 years ago began the political onslaught in Europe and tell all kind of lies, write all kind of lies that today when we read about Europe and stuff like that, we really don't know what we're reading. Right? Because they call themselves Romans from that day, 509 BC, and lie about it. First, they say it was noblemen who overthrew the king. But they are such liars that they are even stripping the king of the kingship type title and change it to monarch. It never was. Lucius Tarquinius was never a monarch. And these sodomites began come talk about the last king was a monarch. And then talk about, you know, parading the Roman king from kingship. And from the first day, the founder of Rome, the city of Rome, is a Roman. Yes, and he set up the kingship dynasty. So what can this king who they overthrow be beside? A Roman king. No, but these faggot fucking white man them, they gonna fix it. And they don't care they're gonna get adherence to it. I mean, no matter what. Right? Because they are batty fuckers. They don't have no sense for nothing. Fucking batty is not a civilized thing. Because they are coming all the way 1.5 million years. And now, all of what they're talking about, you must examine since when they know it. If you don't want to examine when they know it, then when they are taking your own civilized stuff and all your wealth from you, you have no defense. You are accrediting these people to have intelligence, you know, from where they could not have gotten it. Where they get it is from the Elohim that created the human who never be people who is hateful and, you know, clear now, because all of what these white people have done to the African people, you don't hear that African people, you know, stage any kind of thing to repel them. They're just there trying to put up with these old bunch of, you know, I mean, faggot, ignorant, uncivilized, half human beings. That's what they have been doing. All right? But, you know, it's like the gods, they have a different plan. You see? They have a different plan. Because whereas they believe that they are on top of the world now, watch them crumbling. You watch them crumbling, okay? And whereas they have, you know, only thinking about fucking ass or fucking pussy, basically they tie people up in their emotions and your intellectual power gone blind, gone into darkness. This is what is happening now. That's where they put the African people to revolve around things. Once they take away and make you know, you cannot access things and stuff like that. You become desperate and you become idiot. That's what happened to black people today. They call us black people. Right? But the rich power of history is here. They can't erase it. And that's what we're supposed to know. All right. Now, I wanted to get into some more definite information here, which is out of the book, the history. Now, we have, or I discover in the history of prehistory, before the flood, the information that we have. Now, is it from I discover that there is history about us? There hasn't been anything to attract me to a different thinking. Because I turn old man now, and there's not one soul that I can recall that said anything that draw my attention to a better thinking. No, none of them. And now when, you know, they don't want to talk to me now because I you know, they can't accredit me for gathering historic knowledge, right? Because they're not into history either. History that is telling them about themselves. They're into the Bible that is fooling them about Adam and Eve in the garden. You see what I'm trying to say? These faggot people who are no darn good. They are no good. Because think about the sodomite them in the Bible. It's them right that, you know. Okay? All the codes in the Bible that you are believing about Jesus and all this kind of stuff. If you did find out that there was no spirit God anywhere, because if there was a spirit God, that God would have identified place. The garden where he created Adam and Eve. You see what I'm saying? Why? All kind of monuments are all over the place here where the gods Elohim they put up. Right? The Sphinx and all that. These are materials that they use. Is it hard to destroy the Sphinx in Egypt? You see? Because, for example, the Bronze Age produced tin and what? Other solid. When you mingle it with them, it become bronze. Okay? That did not come until down in the Bronze Age, about 1200 BC, or from 3000 to 1200 BC. Right? Now, did white people have bronze metal before us or before the Bronze Age? And wait a minute, aren't they in the world before the gods came here 1.5 million years ago? Yes. And what did they make? Did they make an underwear or something? Did they make a piece of paper? These white people never make anything. What they are into is their cultural emotion and sense, and fucking the ass is a part of their culture. What are they doing with us? But they don't care to come and sponge us up with them in an adversarial relationship at that. And not just adversarial, but they're wicked and inhumane, uncivilized, which means we can't communicate together. We can't work together. You don't see? But they don't give a darn. They are going to bend us to become civilized, uncivilized like them. That's what they're doing. Because they say when they came here the first time, 1620, when they came here the first time, they are telling us that they were the forerunner of kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. Christianity starts from 325 AD. Okay? And you're talking about just the other day, 1620. That they come here, and the reason why they came here was to bring Christianity and compel us to come into Christianity. Later on, they make legislation that if you don't become Christian, they're going to kill you. They're going to imprison you. And that's what they were doing. And in some place like in, where was it? But like in Europe and places like that, and France and these places, they you have the Inquisition and the Crusades. They force you to become Christian, force you to accept Jesus Christ. You see, and they call you heretic if you don't. And they call you, what, atheist? If you don't believe in the Bible God. Imagine that. That is, I don't think animals have other animals that pollute their minds. I don't think so. But here, as human beings, here we have white people who are not fully human beings. Because the Chinese don't do it. The Indians don't do it. The Arabs don't do it. The Hispanics don't do it, and non-black people don't do that. I don't even think the Dundus them do that. These people are making up church and something that resemble monotheism establishment as close as they could. That's what these faggots has done, and they think that they're going to get away with it. All right, listen. They make everything artificial, like a calendar and all that. Why did they have to do that? What I'm trying to say, they are caught. They are caught because everything civilized that they have, is they got it from us. Everything. The very Bible that they have impeaches them. These white people, they don't have any sense. We are the ones that have the sense. And you don't mind that you may not be the one to tell me, I am telling you. It's nothing there. As far as I know, because it makes no difference to me. It makes a difference to me when I'm seeing something, on my own. And, you know, it's all right when I find people who are seeing the same thing like me. There are a lot of people out there seeing things like me, but we may not all see everything in full, right? So we keep on going on until we know it. All right, and if I can learn something from you, I'm definitely going to learn that, right? Now, what I'm trying to tell you, these white people, they don't want the African people to be the civilized people they are because we don't fuck ass. That's their problem. And if you don't know that, you lose a good thing, all right? So let me tell you some reality here that you need to get away from the church. No ifs, ands, or buts, and you probably don't have enough sense to know how you get there. But I tell you, read your history. Read your history. Stop with the Bible, because the Bible is not telling you anything about history at all. They are promising you life after death. Okay? And emotional ceremonies. That's what these white people plan. Right? So if you don't find out, I mean, I cut clean, removal from the Bible as a divine book. Because the Genesis creation story is not a story. It's fiction. And it is because the white people are looking for something. So they're teaching you to believe these old bunch of fucking ass nonsense that they are preaching. Not to tell us, to convince us that we born in sin, to Adam and Eve sin. I go through the research and find out. This God that they're talking about begot a son. You know, if you know what, if they're making something, they should use bronze metal and make it. Don't make it of a prosthesis stuff. But that's what they do. They are putting things, ideas out, or concept out that cannot stand up on coherent factual things that can stand up. They can stand the test. Right? It's like I'm talking to you here and I'm into the book and reading from the book. Right? So you can only want to know, you know, if the book is real, and I give you the name. The title, When Time Began, right? Book 5 of the Earth Chronicles, right? And it is saying things. Startling documented proof of the extraterrestrial gods. Yeah. That changed the course of human development. So say, these white people, they are developing human beings. But way down there, with the hominid, that's where they're coming from, way back millions of years ago. Right? And they come into Europe and Asia 1.5 million years ago, these white people. They will never, they don't go to a jump off the gun, not up to now, but when the gods used their blood and blood of the Homo sapien, wise human, that jumped the gun, because the Homo sapien alone would not take us to the hybrid level. You see what I mean? Now, there's just no way I would know that unless I was pursuing reading what is put forth certified history. Right? I'm not going into anything that is not certified. In our way of certifying things in this world, when you are reading information that has the energy of the past in what you're reading, you can make the connection. You don't need to second guess anything, because like your birth certificate, what I mean, is your birth certificate going to go uncertified? It cannot. From they certified it, that's it. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you now is that if you know the amount of things these white people have done to be where they are, and we who come up don't know, it's hard for us to go on in life except to sit underneath these fucking ass white people who don't have any sense. When we stop having sense, when we go fuck with them, right? And years later, they can write a Bible and write anything about us, and we don't say nothing. That's not what it is. That's not the way it, that's not the fact of life, right? So now, who is who? Who are the people that were created? Wise human being, Homo sapiens sapiens. Who are they? when they come and begin to call themselves like they are a civilization now and stuff like that, it's because of the interbreeding that they do. They get a little wiser. They want to tell us that they are above us and take away everything we have on both the of government and push aside the Elohim kingship government. Now, you cannot come and tell me that law that exists by kings and before the flood and after the flood. It is here in the history. These guys are writing a lot of old bunch of honest fucking nonsense in a Bible and tell you to believe it. No, not over your living body. You don't do that. You don't believe something that don't teach you nothing like you learn in school. When you go to school, they didn't teach you how to believe. You just think about that. These stinking ass white people come here writing a Bible whilst they are there killing us at the same time in Palestine? Huh? And we are oblivious to what they have done. That they can make something as Santa Claus and we believe it. And Jesus out there acting like a big as idiot as possible. Just like a sodomite. That's the way Jesus is. Jesus' character and things that they wrote Jesus did in the Bible, you know that Jesus is not beyond a sodomite. Don't like women. All these men leaning on his breast and stuff like that. And when you see that, they say these two disciples lean on his breast. We should know that's a code. But we didn't. Now, I'm telling you, it's just like when they talk about God beget his son Jesus and how they were together all this long time, the two of them. Jesus and God are sodomite. You don't see it. All the other stuff you believe about Jesus and his father are sodomite fucking each other. That's what you're reading. Okay? Read your history about yourself and know how you were created and not the shit that they're writing in Genesis 1:1, 2 and 3, right? And read the sodomite talking serpent and all like that. Look, my friends, I'm telling you the way it is. And ain't anyone yet that listens to me decide to come and let us talk about this, let's say, in a tone for conversation. Truth is the truth. Nobody don't want a part of that. And remember, I have vengeance. Not physical vengeance, but righteous vengeance. Because these sick, psychopathic, honest fucking white people have nothing to do with black people. Nothing whatsoever. But they are telling us they do. They have an interest in things. And they're not telling you right now. But they told us when they came here, they're looking for substance to eat and drink. But they never intend to go back because they are already have their plan for the black people because they don't think much of our logical thinking at all. Is that we don't make good use of logic. You see? So they realize that they can wrap ring around us. And they do not intend to go back where they come from. They intend to mingle with us in like separate, together but separate. What they decide to do because they cannot handle on their own. And they are on the line of distinction, like the Homo erectus and Homo sapien. And Neanderthals. They know, you see, and what they want is African blood, right? To dilute theirs so they can live longer. That's what they're doing. All right. Now, if you don't think what I'm saying is true, well, somebody needs to come with what is true, because look, it's a matter of we have sense to probe and to find stuff out. I was in the church and didn't know anything about the world until now. I am reading and find out. The truth is there. You can't tell me it's not the truth, you know, because you have to stay on the same side of the alligator, right? You start to talk a whole bunch of garbage, then you're going to get dumped somewhere because you can't carry on a conversation. And like the two lawyers, you know, in the court making their argument and, you know, I mean, you know, shuffle things around and let's see who have the fact in the case. Words, do it, nothing else. So you're clever in using words and make sure you use it right. Now, I thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to Tim Aldred, Black Talk Radio, and Cosmic Philosopher. And my only agenda is to bring the truth to the forefront of life. We don't want white people in our civilized society no longer. We don't want them in our society no longer, because what they say they have as law is not. Come forward and prove that a Jesus Christ make a calendar. Bring the proof of that. You don't honor proof, I know. So all you need, all they need to do is go back home where they come from, because lightning, thunder, and all the disaster is coming for them. Water, too much water on the ground, okay? That's what's going to happen. We are talking good stuff now. The gods find out that now begin to get sense, all right? And there's no question about what is in my mind. That's all I want to do is to understand the civilized history and follow it. I can't go wrong, all right? So, whatever you want to do is up to you. But let me see if I can read some of these more, you know, these higher level of dense fact about history of the past and who we are, right? And if you want to take the history for joke, you don't take the Bible for joke, right? You believe it. You believe the whole bunch of homosexual indecency and uncivilized thoughts. You read that in the Bible and believe it. And just admit, you never know what Caesar Augustus was doing in Palestine. You didn't know. You didn't know why they call Palestine Canaan is Israel. You don't know why they call it Israel. You don't know why they call it Israel. That's something you have to know. You don't know why white people call themselves Jews. You don't know that. Why they say Hitler killed the Jews. Why they use the Holocaust as, you know, there is no need to even waste our sense of believing that there was a Holocaust. These people have made up stories that one thing is for sure with the Holocaust. There was no Jews killed by Hitler. It's a lie. If anybody, I don't think Hitler never killed nobody, you know. But I think the Hitler story may well be a propaganda. Yeah. It may be just a propaganda, because Why should they tell a lie that he killed the Jews? That's his sympathy for these Sodomite people, 1.5 million years old, Homo erectus, and their way of making living is to lie, using the African people. That is solid fact. You can't move that. Tough as the rock of Gibraltar. You can't move it. I am telling you nothing but the truth. And if you want to go believe what they are writing and telling you, well, you crash long time. All right? I hope you don't do that. Now, let's read something about the calendar. Because the calendar is the problem that these white people, that's the crux of their demise. The calendar. They didn't know that making a calendar would be trouble for them. You see, because what has established calendar is the Elohim gods, who they themselves, Cicero said, in the first century BC, that the gods rule and govern the world. They know that. And everything they said that started them off in their prospect, their criminal prospect, because nobody wasn't troubling them and they were doing their thing on the side, right? And they praise the gods and a list of gods that they worship. They leave out their sodomite, Europe, and the half of the city, and coming out into the outer society and mingling with African people. And now here they are. They don't want no more of the Elohim help, because they learn to steal enough and kill people enough so that they have the wealth of the African people. And now behaving like it's theirs, and nobody don't know where they come from because they ain't telling you, right? But they want to call you. You don't value nothing. They are the one who have found out Bronze Age technology and everything like that. And these guys are only fucking ass every day, and use their criminal senses and create trouble. That's it. But what is ours is ours. There is no run. There is no, what do you call it now, no legal statute. The black people don't have no statute of limitation on any of the things that they stole from us. And when they talk about the king in Rome that they overthrow is not Romans, when they say he's not a Roman, they don't realize what they're doing. Because kingship don't come from Indo-European people and their origin. That's not where it comes from. And they now have all this weapon and these old bunch of bogus stuff that they made up. And that is what is fueling their engine. They don't realize that words are explosive when they disprove things. And that's all is happening to them. They cannot touch history at all. It must only be since 2,000 years ago. That's where they're going to eat their own shit. Yeah. That's what white people begin to do right now. Yes. Eat their own shit from the lies that they write in Bible and elsewhere. The calendar that they claim they make. A Jesus that never exists in a Bible. You can't use the Bible and prove that any Jesus exists. You know that. You just can't. Not in a slight way, but in the heaviest. You know, you just can't handle that. You can't prove that Jesus exists anywhere. You can't prove that no Jesus was a black man. These people, they don't have anything to hold on to except the African people's ignorance of not knowing what they're doing. Once we know, it's all over with. It's all over with. They say they have jurisdiction over this and over that and their foreign trade and all this kind of thing. No, AD and Adamani was never valid at all. Not into African territories. They're fooling around. We have the history here, and it's sitting, and we are not paying attention to him. But my friends, the calendar that they make, don't worth your shit. Because, you know, it doesn't worth not even the dust of a penny. It doesn't worth anything. Because it don't come from anywhere civilized. It don't come from civilized ground at all. Okay? They think they can do those things, though, because they fuck ass and have no sense. You know, they're trying to imitate what the gods come and laid out, but they want it for their fucking self. You see, fucking ass. Write a Bible. Write what Sodomite doing there, you know, at Lot's house. And they don't want Lot's daughters. They want Lot's visitors. Sodomite. And the Bible condemns Sodomite. And they are ruling the world, ruling us black people. Get the shit out of here. Okay? I'm telling you, they are riding on the calendar that they create. And there is the history behind them coming from 12,000 years ago. They cannot get out of this type of a web that they weave. Because the Bible and everything else that they write is up against them. You see? And just the Bible alone will destroy them completely. Just the Bible alone. And not a lot of the Bible either. Just certain particular places. Right? Not limited, though, to whatever is there. Because there's, you know what I mean? I mean, it's a whole big load of issues in the Bible that not even many trillion white people can explain it away in no kind of way. They don't know their day would come. Now, just a little of, I was jumping ahead of myself. All right, let's hear this. You're listening to Tim Aldred, Black Talk Radio, and author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lawyers. This is the Cosmic Philosopher. All right, let me go into this next selection. Name the civilized government that ruled the BC before Christ era. Name the civilized government that ruled the BC before Christ era. tell the world about it. Right? Now, I'm not talking Bible talk. I'm talking certified history talk. This side of me. Start this side of me vacation. No. Start this side of me evacuation. Hybrid people, African country, start the sodomy evacuation of the hybrid people, Africa, African country, the sodomy evacuation of hybrid people, African country, end the madness. It seems to me like I have start the, I think what is meant to say here. Wow. Let's see. Om. Don't again. All right. Start the all right, start the evacuation. Of sodomy. No, wait a second. Yes, yeah, start the evacuation of sodomy. Sodomy. Out of the hybrid African country. Right? Start the evacuation out. Start the evacuation of sodomy out of the hybrid African country. End the madness of dog man on us. Agape love spreading by white unlawful men, imperial colonialism, insane killing now. It's kingship rule. No more ignorant, uncivilized AD. Anadamani. All right. Now, let's go a little further in this. Illustration. Sarah Grillo, Exos. This is Photo. Aldrago. Pool. Via Getty Image. Via Getty Images. All right. Top White House officials are mobilizing to defend Vice President Kamala Harris amid a gusher of leaks about dysfunction and infighting in her office. Driving the news, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain told Axios in a statement, the president's trust and confidence in her is obvious when you see them in the Oval Office together. Biden senior advisor Cedric Richmond said in an interview late Thursday night. It's a whisper campaign designed to sabotage her. Details. Their responses came after Axios approached the White House with new reporting about growing tensions between West Wing officials and the Harris team, including Chief of Staff Tina Fallon. Some White House officials have been frustrated by the series of missteps from Harris and increasingly public bickering in her orbit, which spilled out in a political story on Wednesday. Florence, old boss, former President Bill Clinton, came to her defense with a statement calling her an extraordinary person. Why it matters, 2024. Yes, why it matters, 2024 is the elephant in the room. While Biden aides overwhelmingly believe he'll be the Democratic nominee, they also know he'd be 81 when seeking re-election. An operation sometimes visibly out of sync with Biden's and missteps during a recent trip to the U.S.-Mexico border following a following a scrutinized interview with NBCS. With NBCS, Lester Holt have reignited questions from Harris's 2020 primary bid. Okay. All right, that's that. Oh my gosh. My friends, I tell you, it's I have a little thing here that where did I do with this? I'm seeing like I don't know what to do with this. So get it over there. I don't know what to do with that. All right. I don't know what to do with this now. But okay. So we'll have to refresh the page and get rid of that, I think. All right. Terms of use, I know. Okay. All right. So let's see here. What's over here? Okay. I had a fly catch in this session. Okay. All right. Well, that's it. I am not into the politics, but I just want to, like, bring this to your attention. You know, the kinds of... It all boils down to white supremacy stuff. However, I don't have anything supportive to the U.S. government because they're not. So it doesn't matter who is there. My order is that they are to leave. Serious. The Elohim order is that white people leave every queer inch of African territory. And they don't have anything to take with them because everything they have is ours. And that's no joke. And they will see the catastrophe that is going to sweep them away. They can sit there and ignore what I say. But the record is clear. These are faggots. They belong where they belong. Long time ago, now you are getting the declaration loud and clear. I am Tim Aldred, and that's exactly what the truth is. White people don't belong among black people. And if you think that you are going to do it and succeed, I'm telling you, you're not going to succeed. Because we have a lot of water to throw on your ground. We have a lot of ground to sink your foundation. You understand that? Yes. We have everything that you think we don't have, and we ain't coming out there and do nothing to you. It will just happen to you. The workings of the forces of nature, you don't fool with the Elohim. Because Cicero tell you, and you can say the writer of Bible until and think that you can destroy the fact that we are hybrid. Okay, I don't know how much more I can do right now, but I just wanted to read a little about the calendar. And let's see how well we do. How far we can go with this. All right. The calendar that they have, a civilized calendar, and just as though they are not supposed to be in our jurisdiction, so is the calendar that they write. It don't belong in African jurisdiction. You see what I mean? They write and set up all kind of things to fool and delude our African people. But the time has come when they will have to, like, go back north. Go back to the steppe, over their place. They go make up all the dwelling they want over there and live and fuck forever, happily ever after. But get out of our territory where you're making laws to marry fuckers of ass. Get out. You don't have no calendar. There is just one calendar. And you take your fucking ass out of our territories and all the stuff that you steal from us. Return them to us. We know from these remains that the ziggurat was built so that its corners would be oriented to the cardinal points. The precise orientation was obtained by first determining true east, T-R-U-E, east, the true east, cardinal point. Then, running one or more walls at right angles to each other, this ceremony, too, was done on an unpropitious day, for which the full year had to come to pass. The day was announced by the goddess Nanshe, child of Eridu, the city of Enki, commanded the fulfillment of the ascertained Oracle. It is our guess that it was the day of the equinox. We're talking about the zodiacal calendar and all the affiliated things to it that was done back in time when the gods, they were on earth and setting all of their stuff in order, right? And you can go to Africa and see the metropolis where the gods lived for hundreds of thousands of years before they left the earth back to their homeland. Everything that is civilized is connected to the calendar. Black people don't know that, but that's the truth. You're wasting and condemning your life when you go to church. because it is not an affiliate of Civilized Things. Okay? So when you go to church and them shoot you down in there and all that, you must understand why, because you pray to that God did it. No, God no did it. Right? The calendar, mark the calendar. When they make a calendar about in the year of our Lord and Gregorian calendar and all that, they fucking ass. That's all they're doing, these white people doing, okay? We have our calendar that affect us from before we were born. Don't let these white people will come and steal everything from us under imperial colonialism. And so they say, you know, they are the leader of the world. They are leaders of their own faggot way of life, not ours. Right? And mean nothing they say that put them in the position that they are today stand as truth. So now, done away with this whole bunch of fucking nonsense and go back to your life where you came from. Okay? And don't come here and talk about this is your country, this is blah, 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 blah. Go and fuck your own ass. Leave African, African, leave African, African. Midday. When the sun came fully forth, the Lord of the observers, the master builder, stationed at the temple, the direction carefully planned as the Anunnaki were watching the procedure of the determining the orientation with much admiration. He laid the foundation stone and mark in the earth the wall's direction. We read later and in the inscription that this Lord of the observers, the master builder, was Nizingrida. And we know from various depictions, figure 77 was a deity recognized by his horned his horned cap, who implanted the canonical cornerstone on such occasion. My friends, can't go any further, but here is a bit about our calendar and everything on earth with energy that has to do with our existence as hybrid. Because remember, we have the blood of the gods. The gods are connected to the workings of the forces of nature and direction of planet. And that's what you hear they're talking about. Anything that they put up all these things on earth, and they have to put them in the right orientation. These white people come here and bring a Bible. You don't know what they do to us. They destroy our system with all these kind of lies that they give us to believe and stuff like that. Get out of the church, I'm telling you, and find your history and mind your own African business. Polytheism. These people don't have nothing to do with it. That's why they're messing us up. Take good care.
That's why I put it in, bring it back to where it was supposed to be. Your next scheduled episode, Europe Coop, the first calendar change. And 1947, Black Africa. AD first. Calendar change and 1947, Black Africa. No written history. The first calendar change and 1947, Black Africa. No written history is scheduled for. No history is scheduled for that. No written history. Okay. No written history is scheduled for Saturday. 17. Okay.